Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, wherever this is hitting and wherever you're watching from. God bless you and welcome back to I Grow in Prayer podcast, episode 24. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for just getting us to this point, getting us to these episodes and making this a daily thing. Thank you all that has been tuning in and joining and just receiving prayer and also just as well intercessing with me. You guys are amazing, and the Lord definitely sees. He sees. All right, so you definitely guys can your girl done went blank for a second, but you can find these episodes on res.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube at I Grow in Christ. And you can find me on my platform at I_GrowInChrist, as well as I_GrowInPrayer. And you can find me on Instagram. And bear with me, guys, still working on that page, but the Lord is going to handle it in Jesus' name. So first things first, I really want to start off in prayer right away. And I just want to welcome the Lord in this place. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We thank you. We honor you. We worship you. We glorify you, Jesus. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one that is, and that is to come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your love, your passion, your mercy, your goodness, your kindness, your grace. Thank you, Lord, for never giving up on us. We welcome you in this place, God. We welcome you in this atmosphere. Come into us, Lord. Come into our hearts, God. Come into our thoughts, God. Take over, Lord. Minister to us, Jesus. This is your platform. These are your vessels. Speak through them and to them, God. Inform them. Instruct them. Affirm them, Lord. Do what only you can do. For you're the only one that truly knows them and who they are and the plans and the purposes that you have for each and every one of them, God. Protect them, Lord. Guard them. In this hour right now, Lord, we're coming to you and we're opening up. And we're being vulnerable. And we say, Lord, sit with us, commune with us, talk with us. We welcome you here, Lord. Let us decrease so that you may increase. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. So, guys, I want to honestly read a scripture as always, but we're gonna read today's scripture and we're gonna pray it over us, and we're gonna just start feeling refreshed and renewed in the mighty name of Jesus, because God's word is so powerful. His word is so refreshing. Okay, so we're reading from Luke 1:37 NIV version, for it says, "For no word from God will ever fail." Amen. For no word from God will ever fail. Everything that the Lord has said, everything that the Lord has promised, everything that the Lord has confirmed, it will not fail. And although it may feel like things are taking long, and you're like, God, when is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? It will. If he said it, it will not go void. It will not fail. He will not fail, and he will not fail you. Everything that he says is to come. If you read in John, it speaks about it. Anything that was ever made, anything that was ever created, was created because of him. And what did God say? Also in Genesis, what did God say? Let there be light. God spoke and everything was created. So when God speaks to you, know that it has been created, it has been formed. And even if you have yet not seen it, you will see it. It will come at its appointed time. So trust and believe that God will do it, and he will not fail you, and his words will never go void. It will come to pass. If you just keep on running the race, keep on enduring, keep on serving, and keep on being committed to him, you will see it unravel. You will see it unfold in due season. Alright? So let's pray. Lord Heavenly Father, in your word, it says, let me bring it back. I don't want to box it. It says, for no word from God will ever fail. Lord, you said your words will never fail. It will never fail. Every word that you have spoken over us, every promise that you have spoken to us, Lord, help us to believe in our hearts that it will not fail. The promises that you have, we decree and declare that it will not fail. We decree and declare that whatever you have for us is our portion. We will receive it in Jesus' name. We will walk in it in Jesus' name. It will not fail. It will not be voided. But you, Father God, will prevail in it. For you have already, Lord. Your word is said, it is final. It is so, and we believe in it, God. Even when the enemy, Lord, tries to lie to us and make us worry and make us doubt and make us think that this thing will never happen, that what you said, Father God, isn't seeming like it's going to come to be. Even when the enemy tries to play with our mind like that, Lord, help us to stir up faith, to store up hope, to know that no, anything that the Lord has told me, anything that the Lord has promised me, anything that the Lord has spoken over me, it will not fail. If God called you a leader, you are a leader. If God called you a chain breaker, you are a chain breaker. Okay? Everything that he has spoken over you will come to pass. And although he has spoken the word and is like, well, God, I don't see these characteristics in me. I don't feel like I'm leading anything. I don't feel like I'm breaking anything. Best believe that you are. Best believe that his word will not go void. It is happening, whether you can see it, but it's happening. Why would God tell you something and make you hope and believe, and then it won't happen, and then have it not come to pass? What type of God do we serve? We serve a loving God. We serve a faithful God. We serve a truthful God. He does not lie. So if he speaks something, it has to come to pass because he tells the truth. He does not lie. So, enemy, we rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father is faithful, and he is faithful in everything he has told us, in everything he has promised us, in everything that he has showed us, in everything that he has spoken over us. He is faithful. If God told you, hey, you're going to own a business one day, and you may be working a 9-to-5 right now, and you'd be like, Lord, that doesn't add up. Believe it. If he spoke it, it's going to come to pass. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Believe in Jesus and believe in everything he says. Because in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. See, that's why it will not fail. Because he is his words. And God does not fail. He always prevails. Amen. So Lord, help us to believe and know in our hearts that anything you have told us, anything you have spoken over us, will come to pass. And that you will not fail us, nor your words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to this prayer. And I hope that the Lord has ministered to you and that you received it, and that whatever the Lord was doing in this moment, it sticks in your heart. It penetrates through you. That it really has a place in you. That's how we grow. Amen. But as you guys know, you can find me on res.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, as well as YouTube at iGrowInChrist. You can follow me on social media at i_growinChrist, as well as i_growinprayer. Please don't forget to support by liking, sharing, commenting, leaving a review, and subscribing. I really love the support and the extra helps by you just commenting. It helps the algorithm and it gets these episodes to someone else that may need it. And who knows, they may or may not be a believer, but by just hearing this word, it can spark something in them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So stay tuned, guys, for further episodes. I love you guys, and I'll see you next time on iGrowin Prayer Podcast. Later, guys.